morning. Good morning, Santa Fe, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later in the program, Robert Knott is going to be with us, speaking of the arts, and Linda Siegel will join us for the legislative update. Right now, I'd like to welcome Bill Hutchison. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the first Friday of the month. We used to do it the first Wednesday, now we do it the first Friday. And Bill Hutchison is with us from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society to talk about animals.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you. It's awfully early.
It is awfully early. Lamenting the fact that coffee at home, well, the coffee's good here at the baking company. Coffee at home when you're in your pajamas with your animals, a heck of a lot better.
Yeah, when somebody brings it to you and you're lying down under warm blankets.
Yes, that doesn't really happen in my house, but I'm still working on a concerted training program with the dogs.
Yeah, right. That was a good idea.
Thank you very much. I'm thinking about getting them little saddle bags that I can put a coffee mug in either side of and have them trot around the house with it.
Right, and then they can be part of the saddlebag church.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay. So what's happening at the animal shelter?
What's happening at the animal shelter is puppies. The last couple of years we've talked about cats and how there's been this strange phenomenon of, even in the colder months when we expected breeding to slow down, it really just kind of kept going even through these chilly months. And right now it's puppies. We had, at last count, somewhere between 60 and 70 puppies right now. And that's a couple of things. It's unchecked breeding, for one thing, and
So the spay and neuter programs still need a little more help.
Spay and neuter programs, man, we as hard as you try to get out there, there are always more people out there. And one of the things that we're always working on is finding new ways to encourage people to come into the shelter or any kind of spay neuter clinic. They're all over, and they're relatively inexpensive. But finding homes for these additional puppies now is going to increase the burden for finding homes for all the dogs we would have gotten anyway.
Right.
So this idea that perhaps it's okay to have just one litter or that almost six more puppies are not going to be that much greater of a burden. But there are six old dogs at the shelter who are going to have a hard time finding a home, and it increases the burden on the whole community. And it's very frustrating to see at times. It's very difficult. But I have a great deal of faith that our community, progressive as it is, will continue this upward trend on spay neuter, and we won't see a lot of puppy-filled winters like this in the future.
Maybe those people who don't want to spay and neuter, you should just bring them two or three pit bull puppies and make them take care of them.
A lot of those folks who are fine folks indeed have two or three pit bull puppies already, or four or five or six, or Chihuahua, or New Mexico brown dog. But really, it's one litter is not okay. One puppy is not okay. They are adorable, and they are cute, and there are thousands of them.
Cuteness reigns supreme at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter.
It does indeed, and we want to get all this cuteness into homes. If you have been thinking about adopting, and you've been thinking about a puppy, I guarantee you we are not in short supply, and they're unbelievably adorable, unbelievable.
What are some of the breeds that are in there, some of the mixes?
We have these, I'm not 100% sure what they are. They almost look like...
What color are they?
They're gray and white. They're kind of maybe a Malamute Husky, a mix. Big, fluffy, white and gray dogs.
That's cute.
With these enormous paws, just enormous. I mean, you can sort of start sizing these dogs also for
saddles.
They're
going to be a little on the big side.
Yes, they're going to be a little on the big side, as Mary Charlotte says. Lots of little dogs, lots of little puppies, lots of... Let me tell you, the advantage of a mutt puppy, health.
Yes.
Nice, broad gene pool to draw from. And these puppies are fantastic. But getting back to the spay-neuter thing, I really can't stress enough the importance of that. It is a great difficulty to see laundry basket after Rubbermaid tub, after U.S. mail tray coming in with puppies in them. It's a very frustrating experience.
Yeah, that's a misuse of government resources.
It is. Nuts. If you've been using the U.S. mail crates to bring your puppies, I'm sorry for ratting you out. I did not intend to be a narc today. But spay and neuter, desperately, desperately, desperately important. We're having February is National Spay Month, and shelters all over the country are going to be doing Spay Day USA. I know we are. I know the Espanola Valley Humane Society is participating. And
that's you should do Spay Day on May Day.
Oh, that's a really good idea. I'm sure something else is going on in May. I suspect it's like National House Cat Month or something like that. But we'll be doing a week, a concerted week. We'll set aside 100 appointments, and they're very, very, very affordable. And we'll start taking those appointments next Tuesday, actually, at our satellite clinic.
I just went to the satellite clinic the other day and got all three of my dogs microchipped.
It's an excellent idea.
It costs $20 per dog on the, I think it was the third Friday of
That's
the
right.
month. They do it the
That's
first,
right. first,
the first and third
Friday.
Fridays. Today.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because we're the first Friday of the month. And it's completely painless.
Completely painless.
Except for Milk yelped a little bit, but he's a wimp.
Yeah, he's a whiner. We all know Milk.
We know that Milk is a whiner.
That's right.
But and now if they take their collars off, as they sometimes do
yes.
before they rest, and they get out, which they sometimes do.
Yes.
They
My
can
little
be
pug
found.
Is a fat-necked pug. He has lost more collars over the years than I can count. He has yet to lose his skin in which the microchip is implanted,
exactly.
and so I'm very confident. In fact, he wandered very, very far away and was returned by his microchip.
Is that right?
That's lifetime
it
registration,
actually worked.
Too. Oh, yes, absolutely. He wandered. Almost every vet clinic and shelter has a scanner, one of the little scanners that lets you figure out what the heck this chip really means and who this dog belongs to.
Right.
And it's incredibly helpful. So if you want to get chipped, vaccinated, and have your critter spayed, the 24th through the 27th of this month is the time to do it. Do it all of a piece and do it all very affordably. And we want the puppies. Don't get me wrong. If you have puppies out there and you can't find homes for them, do bring them to the shelter. We will do our best. We'll truck them out of here if we can't find them homes here.
What are the easiest kinds of dogs to adopt out?
Little dogs. It's funny. It's hard to say. Mostly little dogs.
And that's just because people want little dogs because they could sleep with them and they could have them in their little apartments. And
it's the CF. It's the cuteness factor.
Mm, right.
They're small. And frankly, there is a certain way in which little dogs are, in these tough economic times, a little more affordable.
They don't eat as much. It's true.
Yes. My Great Dane eats a lot more food than my pug does.
Right.
I think one of the things that a lot of people forget is that a lot of large dogs tend to be very gentle dogs, and a lot of small dogs can be
vicious killers.
Vicious, terrible killers. No, that's not what I was going to say. So energetic that they vibrate 1 to 2 inches off the floor all the time. So really evaluate the dogs you're looking at in your own life and figure out what's going to fit you. But whatever fits you coming out of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter will be spayed or neutered.
Yes.
Much like all of the dogs in Santa Fe, we hope, are. It's really seeing these puppies come in, and they are adorable, but seeing these puppies come in, when puppies start to be a heartbreaking symbol of something, then you know that we really need to get on the stick here and make this happen.
What are they a heartbreaking symbol of?
They're a heartbreaking symbol of
our ignorance and negligence?
Yeah. You know, I'm trying not to use condemnatory language in thinking about it, but
oh, go ahead.
But I think if one really puts into perspective what not getting all these animals in Santa Fe spayed or neutered, because they're not coming from bad people, these puppies. They're coming from folks who just have one dog, and she's not altered, and she has a litter, and so they bring, what's 4 to 5 to 6 puppies, right? No big deal. Except this is 20 to 25 animals every single day, and we're open 7 days a week, and we're open 350-odd days a year. So that's the heartbreaking symbol, that it is a tremendous and taxing burden. And frankly, the shelter, you know, we're not overflowing with dough. And and having having these puppies to deal with is not easy. They consume a lot of resources and time. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but puppies make a little bit of a mess, even in a kennel. And they can...
They chew your ballpoint pens and leave the ink on the rug.
Absolutely they do. They smear their favorite things that come out of them all over the place in the way that puppies do. Which, friends, don't let me discourage you from adopting one of these adorable puppies. That's why they have
just
the
keep
CF.
Keep your ballpoint pens away from the puppies.
The cuteness factor is indeed the biological way they survive, because otherwise we would not be able to deal with it.
Otherwise nobody would adopt them. That's
nobody
how they survived in
them.
Evolution. There's another thing that you do that's interesting at the animal shelter, which is you have, what do you call it? Office fostering?
Oh, we were talking about office fostering. We've got a guy at the shelter right now, Carmine. He's a little Jack Russell mix. And Carmine was very recently my office foster. And office fostering is when we, as staff members, will take a dog who's timid or maybe a little loco or needs some kind of help in some way with socializing. And you put him in your office and you put a baby gate up. And in the busy life of the shelter with lots of people and animals trekking by, they're exposed to a variety of things in a fairly passive and safe environment. And Carmine has been with me, was with me for several days last week. And watching him develop into this, from this really sort of unpleasant yippy terrier, into this really marvelous and very independent, fantastic dog has been a treat. He's still the kind of dog that you want to spend a lot of time swearing at, but he's also just magnificent. He's a really superb little guy, and it's such a treat for us to be able to do these office fosters. In your busy day, not all shelter work is glamorous. A lot of it is behind computers and on telephones.
Oh, and we all thought shelter work was glamorous.
All petting dogs and petting kitties, alas. But being able to do these office fosters and have spend some hands-on time with the animals in a way that really benefits them going out of the shelter is such a pleasure.
So is that little Shih Tzu, Jack Russell mix up for adoption?
He is up for adoption. He's a little over a year.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And I'll tell you, if you are looking for a dog who will be an absolute pleasure to train and will be a loyal yet very independent friend, this is a dog. He's incredibly smart. He will definitely need training. The smartness will be a major liability if he doesn't get a little training.
Maybe you can train that one to make coffee.
Well, I found a lot of long-distance calls on my office line that I think were probably him. A lot of dog food sites being accessed on my computer. I really don't know how to explain it other than Carmine.
Did I ever tell you that about how my dog, Honey, before I had the other two dogs, used to bring in entire uneaten McDonald's Happy Meals through the dog door under the fence?
That's unnerving.
It was very strange.
Terriers are strange, strange dogs indeed.
They really have an ability to find prepared corporate restaurant food like nobody's business.
Absolutely. It smells really, really rich, has a high fat content, which every animal, you know, trying to score as many calories per ounce.
They care about calories more than they care about vitamins.
Absolutely. And they are counting them the wrong direction. The biological imperative sends you that way. Now that we have let people stew in how important it is to spay and neuter, can I give people the address to make
yes.
appointments for yes. Spay Day USA? Spay Day USA is February 24 to 27. That's Tuesday to Friday. That's when our clinic operates. The number to make appointments, get a pen handy. I'll wait. Okay. It's 474-6422. And we'll start taking appointments on Tuesday the 10th. So don't call them today. They're very busy putting microchips vaccinations into dogs and taking other parts out. But call them starting on the 10th to make appointments. It's only 100 appointments at $10 a pop, so you really want to get on the stick, first come, first serve.
That is a very good price.
It is, and it's really the responsible and the right thing to do. One of the things I've noticed about this community is, with very, very few exceptions, that if somebody understands the importance of spay-neuter, if you could go door-to-door and explain the incredible imperative of spay-neuter, then we would stop the overpopulation problem for the most part in this community. So mulling it over, friends, if you are out there with an unaltered animal and you know there's some part of you that knows it's the right thing to do, but you really haven't been galvanized enough to do it, let me tell you, it is time. Now is the time. We have so many unwanted animals out there.
Can we just cut to the chase? How do you get dudes to bring their male dog to have his balls cut off?
That's a great question, and that is often one of the great difficulties of the work. We have one of my colleagues who's worked there for over a decade. She's expert at it, and she does it in this way that is so non-threatening and conversational. It's really superb. And the way I think she's been most successful is by just straight up explaining the facts. If you get your dog neutered, the possibility of testicular cancer in him drops considerably. Aggression drops considerably. And indeed, for some people, the dropping of aggression is not a desirable trait. But frankly, most people in this community, they love their animals. And even the tough dudes who have the tough-looking pit bull, I'll guarantee you that some of the most tender and tearful moments I've ever seen have been between dudes like that and dogs like that. And it's a powerful experience. And you know, some people aren't going to get it. Most people will. And I believe in this community. I have a lot, having worked in this field now for several years, in this community, I know, I really believe, not in this Pollyanna-ish way, that most people really want to do right and that most people simply do not know how imperative it is and what an overpopulation crisis we're really actually in.
And I'll tell you something also, having had numbers of neutered male dogs, if it was a badass before, it's going to be a badass afterwards.
Absolutely. A lot of the time with, slowly processing that, certain traits don't go away. I mean, that's just the reality.
Protectiveness doesn't go
away. Protectiveness a lot of the times will stay. But I think when we're talking, there's a difference between protectiveness and flat-out aggression. And I think when you're a dog that has a lot of crazy hormones running around in its body, and maybe you're not necessarily all that mentally balanced to begin with, which, friends, dogs like us, there are not very many of them that come into the world perfect. They're all a little crazy in some way or another, just like us. And they will maintain a lot of those personality traits. But it's the difference between, say, a really crazy, active, attention deficit disorder style 6-year-old and the personality that kid has and what that kid's like when he's, say, 25, you know, when you're past the part of your life that makes you even crazier than your normal crazy.
And let's say 35.
That's 35. Yeah, I definitely feel like I got a few years to go. 35 indeed. But spay and neuter, especially with the male dogs, that madness that can come out of them, the aggression that can be amplified by all those crazy hormones, you can absolutely nip that in the bud, no pun intended.
Bill Hutchison is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. There are puppies, ladies and gentlemen, up for adoption. The number over there is
983-4309. Feel free to look at the puppies on our website at www.sfhumanesociety.org. If you do not see a puppy that strikes your fancy, stay tuned. There are about a million more in our receiving building.
Go in person.
Just waiting to come over to adoption.
Come in person. Go in person because the cuteness factor is amplified.
But be ready. You cannot get out of the Bermuda Triangle of cuteness once you go into our puppy room and see what's going on in there. And call us for spay-neuter appointments starting Tuesday, 474-6422. The last week in February, there'll be $10 a pop. We only have 100 spaces. Friends, do the right thing. Overpopulation is out of control.
Bill Hutchison, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a break right now. Robert Knott is on deck. Stay tuned to KSFR.